CISA, International Partners Published Spam Guide for Industry, written by Holden Mann, and read by an automated voice. Seeking to help address software supply chain vulnerabilities, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, and international partners released a document September 3 highlighting the benefits of software bills of materials for both the private and public sectors. CISA developed the report, A Shared Vision of Software Bill of Materials for Cybersecurity, alongside the National Security Agency and the agency's counterparts from Australia, Canada, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, France, Germany, India, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Poland, and South Korea. The organization said their goal was to inform producers, choosers, and operators of software about the advantages of integrating SPAM generation, analysis, and sharing into security processes and practices. Cybersecurity professionals, including within the ERO enterprise, have increasingly promoted SPAMs as a solution to a major perceived weakness in modern software development. Rather than being written from scratch, software products today often comprise multiple components, modules, and libraries from open source and proprietary sources, the guide said. Transparency about these components and their origins is fundamental for a more secure software ecosystem. This is the role of an SPAM, which CISA defined as a formal record of the details and supply chain relationships of various components used in building software. The document is similar in scope to a draft guide that CISA released for public comment August 22. That document laid out minimum elements for SPAMs to be generated or requested by federal agencies. The new guide also includes those elements, such as the expectation that SPAMs use a comment format to ensure they are machine processable and contain enough information about the open source and proprietary components in the software to correlate with other data sources. Along with these, the document gives some of the benefits of SPAMs for organizations. CISA said the information provided in SPAMs can improve users' vulnerability in supply chain management, software development processes, and their license management. To illustrate the potential improvements in vulnerability management, CISA pointed to Log4Shell, a vulnerability in the Log4j software library from Apache that was discovered in December 2021 to contain a weakness that remote actors could use to take control of affected systems. Because Log4j was usually used as a transitive dependency, it was not always easy to identify, CISA said. Organizations without SPAM capability often had to engage in time-consuming manual searches and risked remaining vulnerable. Organizations with SPAMs were able to report a relatively straightforward and efficient response. Another illustration showed how the presence of an SPAM reduced average time needed for organizations to identify and respond to a vulnerability. Without an SPAM, CISA said, each actor is dependent on upstream software component suppliers for notification that the vulnerability impacts their software. But when everyone in the supply chain has an SPAM, organizations can determine for themselves if they are using a compromised product. The benefits of SPAMs are not limited to producers and users, CISA said. National cybersecurity organizations such as CISA and its peers can also use their information to track their country's overall cyber vulnerability, issue warnings, and update policymakers. The ever-evolving cyber threats facing government and industry underscore the critical importance of securing the software supply chain and its components. Widespread adoption of SPAMs is an indispensable milestone in advancing secure-by-design software, fortifying resilience, and measurably reducing risk and cost, Acting CISA Director Madhu Gautamakula said in a statement. This guide exemplifies and underscores the power of international collaboration to deliver tangible outcomes that strengthen security and build trust.